Back up to Winman. Winman moving along. Up to Swartz. Swartz double teamed. Good. Defense there by Cunningham. Puts up a tough shot. No good. Rebounded by Briley Ackland. Jaylee Price crosses over left. She gets an open lane. Back up to Peyton Kurz. Fakes the three. 3-2 zone here by Pembroke Hill. They're putting the pressure on up top, and Cunningham cannot find it down on the backdoor cut from Steens. It'll go out of bounds, but a good defensive front by Pembroke Hill. A 3-2 zone, keeping three up front and two down low, and that's been working. So good defensive possession there. Three from Swords, no good. And at the end of the first quarter, Pembroke Hill leads this one 18-3. A great starting quarter. And Maryville has some climbing back to do to get back into this one. But we'll take a quick break here at the end of the first. Again, sorry for the technical difficulties. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back with the second quarter coverage.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And back inside Maryville High School, it is Maryville basketball to start the second quarter. Kurz fires it over to Cunningham. Cunningham, another zone defense here from Pembroke Hill. Moving along, and Peyton Kurz puts up a shot. And she gets fouled, so they're looking to see if it is on the floor. It'll be on the floor, so before the shot, so that will send Maryville along the baseline here. That is Cora Groh inbounding. She's checked in here to start the second quarter for the Spoofhounds. Inbounded up to Jaylee Price, and it's tipped out by Swords. It'll stay with Maryville. Checking back in for Pembroke Hill, Eleanor Rasmus checking out for Swords. It'll stay Maryville basketball along the baseline. Groh to inbound it. All the way up to Peyton Kurz. Kurz looking for the three, but a good closeout by Camille Craneshaw to stop that from happening. Groh along the left shoulder. Groh gets a screen from Steens. Up to Cunningham along the top. Cunningham looking down low. Big zone defense approach from Pembroke Hill. Keeping Maryville along the baseline. She's going to fire down low on the back door. Cut towards Price. But stolen away from by Larry. Larry brings it back up to Craneshaw. Back over to Rasmus. Back to Larry along the top. She's going to move it along. Winman. Nice two-foot approach inside and fouled on the shot. That'll send Charlie Winman to the line for two shots. Winman's first free throw. No good. Hits the back iron. It will stay 18-3. Checking back in for the Spoofhounds. Claire Walters. Checking out is Alyssa Cunningham. Winman. Missed the first. Her second free throw is good. Jaylee Price fires it up to Peyton Kurz. Kurz, ball swatted, finds it up to Walter. Back to Price for three, and it goes. She recently just scored her 1,000th point, and she's trying to get Maryville back into the game with a three of her own. Over for Pembroke Hill, she's going to find it over to Madeline Hunt along the left wing. Hunt fires it up to Larry along the top perimeter. Good defense by Peyton Kurz. Larry moving it along. Back over to Winman. Winman finds down low, swatted out by Steens, and it'll stay with Pembroke Hill. Checking in is Briley Ackland. Out is Grace Steens. Hunt to inbound it for Pembroke Hill, up to Winman along the right wing. Swatted away by Price, and Price trying to get a fast break started here. up to Kurz, trying to find it, her in stride. Kurz, right-handed scoop lamp, and it goes. Two straight baskets from Maryville. And it's only an 11-point lead now for Pembroke Hill, 19-8. That was Peyton Kurz with her second basket. Crow fakes the shot from Rasmus. Rasmus, three-footer shot attempt. No good, rebounded Kurz. Price gets the ball from Kurz, trying to get something started with just 6 minutes to play. Kurz up to Acklin on the left wing. Acklin double-teamed fast and out of bounds. It'll go off the hands of Caroline Crow. 19-8. Pembroke Hill leads it, but Maryville, five straight points here, trying to climb their way back. Price with it. Over to Kurz along the right wing, double team. She's going to move along the baseline. Nice pass up to Jaylee Price. She puts up another three off the left iron, off the hands. It'll go off the hands of Cranshaw. It'll stay with Maryville along the baseline. 5:48 now to play. And checking back in for Pembroke Hill is Madeline Larry. And bounds it up to Briley Acklin. Acklin over to Groh along the right wing. Groh moves left. Swatted away, and it's going to be stolen away by Madeline Hunt. Hunt starting a fast break. Nobody there. Rebounded by Jaylee Price. Double teamed along the rebound, and Price is going to pick up the foul. And that'll be against Hadley Hunt. Maryville basketball along the inbound, 5:30 to play here in the second. Once again, 19-8, Pembroke Hill leads it. Kurz with the ball along the top, goes down to Acklin. Has Price on the right wing, triple teamed along the right wing. Zone defense, looks like Walter is down low all by herself and missed pass, but Price gets along the right wing. They had Walter down low by herself. Up to Kurz. Kurz, nice layup attempt, and it scores it. Peyton Kurz, back-to-back layups for her. She's got 5 points here, and it's 19-10. Maryville's brought it back within single digits. To Crow, fires it up to Hunt. Ball swatted and stolen away by Kurz. Good interception there. Kurz trying to get a fast break started. She looks left up to Price. Price up to Acklin. Acklin on the baseline, wide open. Layup attempt and fouled on the shot, and Briley Acklin is going to go to the line for two, trying to make this game within 7 points. Acklin's first no good off the right side of the rim. 4:44 here to play in the second quarter. Second free throw, no good, goes 0-for-2 at the line. Maryville pushing back to stop Pembroke Hill from getting something started too fast. Three-pointer from Madeline Larry, good! Good offensive possession there. They got it quick and down the floor fast and found Larry. They're going to fire down to Acklin. Acklin puts up a layup of her own and answers right back. It's 22-12. Back to 10 points. But Madeline Larry there 4-3. But Briley Acklin gets a point of her own. Hunt swatted and stolen away by Jaylee Price. Price up to Acklin. Off the hands, a little bit past the ball, a little bit too far ahead of Acklin as it'll go out of bounds off of her. Timeout called on the floor with 4:04 here to play in the second. Maryville just now trailing by 10 as Briley Acklin trying to get her team back in order. But we'll have more of the second quarter here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School. 10 seconds left on the timeout. Now 22-12, the lead, Pembroke Hill. They had it up as much as 15 points to start it, but Now with only 4:04 to play, 22-12 is the score. If you're just tuning into us, I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to Girls Spoofhound Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Out of the timeout, it'll be Pembroke Hill Basketball. Inbounded and rebounded by Kurz off the missed shot. Price storming down the court. Double teamed at half court there by Crow and Larry. She finds Kurz back up to Cora Groh. Groh's going to put up a three, and it's stuck on the right side of the rim. Someone's going to have to get that down. It'll be a turnover going back to Pembroke Hill, but they're going to have to get another basketball to get it off the side of the goal. Ref can't get it. This is just going to be a game of waiting to see who can do this. And he got it. So it'll go back to Pembroke Hill as it hit the side of the backboard. Just kind of stuck there, so we'll see. It'll be thrown over to Crow. Crow moved along the baseline. Foul called against Cora Groh on Crow. And so it'll stay Pembroke Hill basketball along that baseline. Groh is trying to get her to stop passing it out. But Groh is going to pick up the foul. That's Maryville's second of the quarter. Up to Cranshaw. Back to Crow. Crow moving inside. And it's going to be a jump ball called as possession arrow favors Maryville. Good defense there by Peyton Kerr. She's been tenacious along the defensive sides of the ball here to start it. Getting turnover after turnover for Maryville. Kurz gets a screen from Walsh. She's going to go right. Up to Groh on the right shoulder. Fires it up to Price. Price up top. Price fakes a three. Good defense from Crow. Really fast keeping up with Price. Walter to Groh again. Back over to Kurz along the top. Kurz fakes a three. Moves inside up to Groh along the top. Back up to Price. Price. Groh. Moving along that perimeter. Gets Ackland. She's going to move along the baseline. Gets a nice look for two and fouled. And Briley Ackland will go to the line for two shots. Ackland's first shot. No good. She's currently 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Alyssa Cunningham checks back in from Maryville. Cora Groh checks out. Riley Ackland looking to get her first free throw of the night. 0 for 4 from the line, but rebounded by Walter. Gets it reset up top. Ackland. Ackland's going to put up another three off the front iron. Rebounded by Kurz. Price. Cunningham along the left wing. Cunningham. Floater attempt. Good from Alyssa Cunningham. Checks into the game. Gets her first points of the day. 22-14 Pembroke Hill. Down to Crow. Hunt. Picked up defense from Ackland. Crosses over. She'll move right. Up to Winman. Winman's going to put up a three. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Claire Walter. Price. Fires it on to the cross court. Up to Alyssa Cunningham along that right wing. Down low to Walter along that right shoulder. Back up to Ackland. Kurz up top. Trying to get the offense reset. Gets a screen from Cunningham. She moves right off of it. Kurz. It'll go off the foot of Pembroke Hill. It'll stay with the Spoofhounds. Checking back in for Pembroke Hill, the Raiders, Marin Swartz. Checking out is Caroline Crow. Kurz to inbound it. Kurz down low to Alyssa Cunningham. Back up to Kurz. Kurz up to Ackland. One more pass. She's got Price open along the top for three. No good. Bounces around. And it looks like it hit the top of the backboard, so it'll go out of bounds, and it'll go back to Pembroke Hill. But Maryville, within single digits, an 8-point lead for Pembroke Hill. Hunt to Winman. Winman along the left. Swords moves left. Back over to Winman. Winman fakes the three. She's going to move closer down low. Puts the shoulder in on Cunningham, and Camille Cranshaw puts it in for two. Price Crosses over left. She's going to try and get that screen from Walters. Will not get it. Kurz moves left. Kurz down low. Finds Walter. Good find from Peyton Kurz. And Claire Walter finishes it for 2 points. Fires it over to Rasmus. Rasmus up to Winman. Winman over to Swartz. Swartz is going to put up a three. No good off the back iron. Tipped around. Rebounded by Jaylee Price. Under a minute to play here in the second. Kurz stops along that right wing. Kurz fires it over to Price. Had to go back and get it. Over to Kurz trying to look down low. Kurz tried to find Walter. But a little bit past behind her. It'll go back to Pembroke Hill. Checking in back in for the Raiders. Caroline Crow. It'll be Winman with 40 seconds to go here in the second. She gets a pickup defense by Kurz. Back down low to Crow. Crow is going to put up a mid-range shot about 7 feet outside, and it gets it. Caroline Crow gets her. That'll be her fourth basket of the day. She's on fire here with 8 points. Kurz tripped up. Good defense by Hunt. Up to Cunningham. Ball off the hands of Rasmus. It'll stay with Maryville with 18.1 seconds here in the second. It'll be Kurz to inbound the ball. Kurz up to Walter, up to Kurz. Moves along the baseline. Kurz, what a pass up to Cunningham for three. Got it! Alyssa Cunningham for three, and what a find again from Peyton Kurz. It's 26-19, no good. Rebounded by the Raiders, and no good at the end in Maryville. Now only a 7-point lead for the Pembroke Hill Raiders. They started this game super hot, leading as much as 15 points. But Maryville did not give up, and they are now only trailing 7 points, 10 minutes on the clock until we start the third quarter. So we'll be right back. We'll tally up some of these stats here for you guys and get back to you for some more halftime coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School here. You're listening It's a girls' Spoofhound coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. Leading scores for both teams, Caroline Crow for Pembroke Hill with 10 points so far to start her night. Claire Whitman with 6 points. Madeline Larry with 3. Camille Cranshaw with 5 points. And for the Maryville Spoofhounds, Claire Walter with 4. Peyton Kurz with 5. Jaylee Price only with a 3-pointer, but that's what she does best. Alyssa Cunningham with 5. And Briley Acklin with 2 points. So, a good start from both teams here. Pembroke Hill with a strong start. They led as much as 15, but Maryville, you can never count these girls out. They came back fighting, and they get the ball. They got the ball rolling. They're now within only 7 points here within the start of the second half. But you just never can count the girls out. They're always going to come in with fighting spirit, and they're going to do whatever it takes to get the ball on the ground and get the ball rolling. So Maryville only down 7 points here at half, but those are your leading scorers. Caroline Crow with 10 for Pembroke Hill, and a tie between Alyssa Cunningham and Peyton Kurz with 5 points so far. But let's hit on Peyton Kurz on the defensive side of the ball, getting turnover after turnover, getting Maryville great looks with some great assists. Claire Walter, she likes to drive inside and kind of dish it around, kind of like Jason Williams back in the day. Kind of found Alyssa Cunningham. She moved along the baseline, got pushed out, but got the ball out to Cunningham on the right wing for 3. Before she stepped out of bounds. So great plays all along from both of these teams. But we'll be right back with some more halftime coverage after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for the Spoofhounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville, or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School. I'm Jackson Phelps. With 3 minutes to go here in the halftime, we'll keep it here for the rest. We went over the leading scores, and for both teams so far, they come in here with a lot of heat, a lot of passion, but Pembroke Hill just needs to keep their foot on the gas if they want to walk out of Maryville with a win. But Del Morley and his girls do such a great job coming out of the halftime timeout, starting a little bit slow in the first couple of quarters, but in the last two, they like to get the ball rolling pretty quick, so we'll have to see if Del Morley can do just that to get that started. But once again, Maryville's only trailing 7. It's 26-19. Leading scorers, once again, Caroline Crow with 10 points. She has 2 threes so far. Charlie Windman with 6 points. She has a 3. Madeline Larry for 3. Camille Cranshaw has 5 points, one free throw, and two down low. And for Maryville, the leading scorer, tied between Alyssa Cunningham and Peyton Kurz, both with 5 points. Claire Walter with four. Briley Acklin with 2 points, and Jaylee Price with 3 points. So both teams have their players' marks ready to go and looking who to look out for the rest of the game. So Maryville, some keys that they want to walk out here with a victory is slow down Pembroke Hills offense. They move so fast, the ball movement, they just can't keep up along the perimeter and down low with Cranshaw. Tough people to stop, and the other thing is move quicker on the offense. Pembroke Hill comes in here with a 2-3 zone, so the attack is going to have to look a little bit different on Maryville's side if they want to come out and get some more shots. But Peyton Kurz needs to get a little bit, keep involved with the passing game. She has been an assist leader here in this game, finding good looks, looks that aren't even supposed to be open, but she's finding them for her girls and Maryville. So both teams have their mark. 7-point lead for Pembroke Hill. Both teams going back to the bench, getting ready to start the second half. But once again, I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. Both teams getting ready to go. We'll take another quick break. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back after this.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Welcome back inside Maryville High School after the break. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to Girl Spoofhound coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. Coming out of the timeout, Maryville trails by 7 points, 26-19 to be exact. And coming off the benches, both teams, we got a starting lineup. Claire Walter, Alyssa Cunningham, Peyton Kurz, Jaylee Price, and Briley Acklin starting out at halftime. And on Pembroke Hill side, Charlie Windman, Hadley Hunt, Camille Cranshaw, Caroline Crow, and Eleanor Rasmus. It'll be Pembroke Hill ball to start. Windman on the long, the right block. She's going to get it over to Crow. Moving along that perimeter, gets Acklin jumping. She's going to move inside. She's going to get caught, taking too many steps. It'll go back to Maryville. Good defensive approach here. A double team down along the block, and it'll send the ball back to the Spoofhounds, and Jaylee Price getting it started for the first possession for Maryville. Price is going to move down left, trying to go downward. She goes on along the block. Claire Walter fires it up to Acklin. Stolen away by Windman, and Windman crosses over, ball on the ground, tipped around, pick it up by Cranshaw. Cranshaw up to Hunt. Hunt, Windman swings it around up to Rasmus. Rasmus puts up a three. It's blocked, but a foul, late foul called on Alyssa Cunningham, and that'll send Rasmus to the line for three shots as it was behind the three-point line. It looked like Cunningham got a hand on the ball, but it looks like the ref saw something that we didn't. That'll have Eleanor Rasmus at the line for three shots. Rasmus' first shot is no good. She's looking for her first points here in the game. Rasmus' second shot is good. She does find those first points for her day. Rasmus' second shot is good. She goes 2-for-3 at the line. And that'll extend the lead to 9 points for Pembroke Hill. Price moving around against Crow, double-teamed at the logo. Ball tipped around on the ground. Price stays with it. Ball down, and a kickball is going to be called against Jaylee Price. It'll go back to Pembroke Hill, but a double-team at the top from Crow and Hunt forces the ball loose, and it goes back to the Raiders. Pembroke Hill moves right. She has Crow on the left. Over to Windman. She's going to send it down low to Cranshaw, double-teamed by Cunningham and Walter. Doesn't matter. Cranshaw out of it. Ball bounces around. No good. Ball tipped up by Rasmus, and a foul called on the floor against Maryville. That'll be Jaylee Price with the foul. That'll be the second foul against Maryville on the day, and that'll send Rasmus to the line once again for free throws. She's going to shoot two. Rasmus' first shot, no good. She's got 3 points currently. Her second shot is good. 10-point lead for Pembroke Hill. Price up to Cunningham. Cunningham fires it over to Kurz. Kurz is going to put up a three of her own. Misses about everything. It'll go out of bounds off Winman. It'll go out of bounds on Jaylee Price, and it'll stay Pembroke Hill basketball. It'll stay Maryville basketball, my apologies. Kurz to inbound it. She finds Walter cutting down low along the left block. No good. Ball tipped around. Rebounded by Hunt. And the Raiders are going to try and get something started off the rebound. Winman crosses over right. Crosses between the legs on the left side. She's going to fire it cross court all the way to Caroline Crow for three off the back iron. And brought in by Briley Acklin. Acklin up to Price. Price trying to look down court. She's going to stop at the logo. Try and get something reset. Acklin double teamed once again. Price up to Cunningham along the left wing. Cunningham down low to Walter. Ball tipped around once again by Pembroke Hill. And a foul called on the floor against Camille Cranshaw. That'll be Pembroke Hill's first. Cranshaw's first. It'll stay Maryville basketball along the baseline. Kurz to inbound it. She's going to find Cunningham. And it'll go off the hands of Cranshaw. It'll stay with Maryville once again. Maryville likes to look along the screens, along the free throw line, cuts it against the corner, try and find shots down low along the inbound. Walter for three. She's going to put it up, and she scores it. Claire Walter for three. 29-22. Maryville trying to chop away at this lead. Good defense up top. Winman up to Crow. Crow back to Winman. Tipped off the hands of Kurz down low. It'll stay with Pembroke Hill. Inbounded up to Hunt. Hunt's going to put up a three along the left wing. Good for three. Hunt for three, and it's a 32-22 lead. Timeout, Dell Morley. As off the back-to-back threes, Pembroke Hill's lead now 10 points. As we started, it was a 7-point lead. So 32-22 with 5:49 to play in the third. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back after this.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School. It'll be Maryville basketball off of the timeout. Kurz is going to start it up with 5:45 to play here. Gets a screen from Walter. Kurz stops. Up to Walter along the top. Good zone defense from Pembroke Hill. Walter dribbles. Double teamed up against on. It'll be Jaylee Price on the left wing for three and gets it. Jaylee Price capitalizes for three and brings the game back to 7. 32-25 is the score. Pembroke Hill with the ball off the Jaylee Price three. Winman, look at the Euro step down low, and she scores it. Up to Acklin. Acklin, wide open layup attempt, and she gets it. Back and forth and back and forth we go. Another points here for Maryville, 34-27. Winman once again for her shot, rolls in for two. 36-27, both teams firing back and forth. Price down low, stolen away by Winman. Jump ball, possession arrow favors Maryville. Checking back in for the Raiders, Madeline Larry checking out is Hadley Hunt. That was Jaylee Price's second three of the night. Inbounded all the way up to Acklin. Winman, tight defense up top. Up to Cunningham. Cunningham's going to have to fall on the ball. A lot of bodies on the floor. Looking for something on. And it will be Pembroke Hill basketball off of whatever that was. Winman with it. 4:37 to play. They lead it 36-27. Winman moving right. Stops. Up to Rasmus. Rasmus finds Winman. Ball tipped off by Kurz. Winman gets it back. Rasmus finds Larry along the left. Finds Crow on the left wing for three. Off by everything. It'll go out of bounds. And it'll go out on Larry. It'll go back to Maryville. Kurz with it. Price trying to get something started here. Up to Kurz. Up to Cunningham along the left block. Double teamed quickly. Gets it out to Kurz. Ball tipped off of the shoe. And it'll go back into Larry's hands for Pembroke Hill. She's pushing it down on the fast break. Crow stops along the right shoulder. Crow up to Winman. At the free throw line, she's going to find Rasmus open for three. High arcing shot, no good. Tipped around, and Larry gets it. But a foul called on Madeline Larry for the push. And that'll be Pembroke Hill's second team foul to go back to Maryville. Timeout called on the floor. 30 second here. 3:55 to play in the third. Pembroke Hill leads it 36-27. We'll take another break here. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
And we're back inside Maryville High School. 36-27 is the lead for Pembroke Hill. 36-27 here. It'll be Maryville basketball off the timeout. Hounds trying to get something started, trying to chip back at this lead. Up to Acklin along the right shoulder. Up to Kurz. Kurz moves down low, triple team down low, tries to find Walter. Picked up by Acklin. Double team on Cunningham. Back over to Price. Price escapes out of the double team. Up to Acklin along the perimeter. Acklin finds Kurz all the way over on the left shoulder. Double teamed once again. Foul called against Caroline Crow. That'll be the third foul against Pembroke Hill. It'll stay with the Spoofhounds. To Price. Crow putting on a press defense up on the logo. See what they can do here. Price up to Acklin. Acklin guarded tightly by Winman. Acklin spins along the logo up to Walter. Press defense. No one getting any room to go here. If you're the Spoofhounds, up to Cunningham along that left wing. Down low to Walter. Foul called against Cranshaw. A little bit too much contact inside. That'll be the fourth team foul against Pembroke Hill. It'll stay Maryville basketball along the baseline. Up to Acklin. Acklin moves along. Acklin, tough shot inside. Foul called against Rasmus. Fifth team foul for Pembroke Hill. And that'll send Briley Acklin to the line for two free throw shots. Trying to bring the game back within 7 points. Acklin's first shot, good. 36-28. Checking in for the Raiders, Rosie McLinney. Second shot from Acklin off the back iron, rebounded by Hunt. Swatted away, but Acklin gets her hands on it. Up to Cunningham along that right wing. Gets up to Kurz along the top. Kurz inside, loses the ball. It'll go off the hands of Kurz, and it'll go back to Pembroke Hill. Madeline Larry moves left to Hadley Hunt. Hunt up to Swords along that right side. Swords down low to McLiney. Ball swatted. It'll be a foul called against Kirsch. She tried to dive for the ball. That'll be Maryville's 13th foul. .246 to play here in the third. Once again, Pembroke Hill leads this 36-28. Maryville not going down without a fight. Hunt gets it. Swatted away by Price, and she steals it away. Price moving it down, trying to get a fast break started. Up to Acklin. Acklin over to Cunningham. Cunningham looks down low. Up to Walter along that free throw line. Acklin steps up along that front side of the perimeter. Over to Price. Back over to Kurz. Kurz swings it on over to Acklin. She has an open three. She puts it in, and the bank is open tonight as Acklin uses the glass for three. And Maryville now trails it by five. Larry trying to respond off the Acklin three. Ball tipped around, swatted away off the hands of Alyssa Cunningham. It'll stay with Pembroke Hill. Off the three-pointer from Acklin. Maryville just trails this game by five, 36-31 with 2:11 in the third. Cora Groh in for the Spoofhounds. Checking off Peyton Kerr. She looks a little shooken up here after that dive after the ball. One of the most tenacious players we've seen for Maryville. Going after the ball, looks like she got a little shooken up after it. Inbounds it up to Crow. Moves along that baseline. Good defense by Cunningham, and she forces the double dribble. It'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Price with it. Fires it up to Cora Groh. Groh gets the screen from Cunningham. She's going to use it. Good defense there on a pickup there from Pembroke Hill. Price along the top, moving along the perimeter, trying to get something freed up down low. Finds Walter down low. Shoulder in. Foul called against Windman. It'll send Walter to the line for two shots to cut even more into this deficit. Head coach Liz Monahan does not agree with that call. She looked like the hands were up, but ref saw a little bit more contact than that down low. So Claire Walter at the line for two shots. First shot rolls in, and it is good. Just now just a four-point lead for Pembroke Hill. And that's Claire Walters. Second shot, no good. Claire Walter, one for two at the line. Crow stops up to Larry. Larry fakes the three, up to Rasmus. Rasmus swings it on over to Windman. Windman goes down low. Right-handed shot attempt rolls in for two, and Windman scores it, 38-32. Up to Briley Acklin. Cunningham moves left, spins. Up to Price, up to Walter at the top. Walter, double teamed. Walter swings it to Groh. Groh back to Acklin along the top. Cunningham moves left. Cunningham, tough shot, put up. Foul called against Rasmus. It'll send Cunningham to the line for two shots. The sixth foul against Pembroke Hill. Alyssa Cunningham at the line for two. Cunningham's first at the line is good. Hadley Hunt back into the game for the Raiders. Second shot good for Cunningham, two for two at the line. Senior leader here for the Spoofhounds brings it back within four, 38-34 with a minute 12 to play in the third. Windman crosses over right, back up to Larry. Larry jabs right back left. Larry moves inside. Larry in a foul call. Double dribble will be called. Cunningham once again getting the offense to go for a double dribble, and it'll go back to Maryville as they're going to try and bring it within one possession. Under a minute to play in the third. Four-point game. Acklin along the top. Walter trying to keep Maryville's streak open. Walter, no good. Rebounded by Crow. Maryville doing a great job on this comeback here. Windman with it. With 40 seconds here, up to Crow. On that right shoulder, she's going to go down to Swartz. Back up to Crow along that right wing. Crow moves inside along the free throw line. Back to Larry. One more pass inside. Windman on the left wing for three. Why not? Windman for three, and it's 41-34. Pembroke Hill. She's going to find Acklin along the fast break. Acklin stops, trying to find something up top. Back to Cunningham. Cunningham spins off. Puts the shoulder in, finds Price. Price steps back for three of her own. Off the left iron, rebounded by Swartz. Swartz with six. Foul called, and it's a travel called against Swartz. Another offensive turnover here from Pembroke Hill to go back to Maryville to try and get the last shot of the third quarter. Price with a double team. Walter with four. She finds Cunningham for three at the buzzer. No good. And Cunningham at the buzzer does not hit it. But 41-34 off the Charlie Winman three. We're going to the fourth quarter, and Maryville trails by seven. They're trying to go toe-to-toe with Pembroke Hill, but Pembroke Hill's not letting up. Maryville has not led this game yet, but Maryville has the fourth quarter to try and do just that. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Girls Spoof Hound Basketball. We got a tight one, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School here. We have 8 minutes on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Maryville only trails this game by 7 points. Once again, they have not led once in this game against Pembroke Hill, but they're going toe-to-toe, not giving in to this fight. So Maryville trying to get their first lead and hopefully to come away here with a home victory against a tough opponent in Pembroke Hill. Pembroke Hill, no signs of stopping yet. So Maryville's going to have a challenge here if they want to try and take this lead over the Raiders. But Price will start it with the Spoof Hounds. Kurz along that perimeter. Screen from Cunningham. Kurz stops, double-teamed quickly. Able to escape it up to Groh up top. Groh down low to Walter. Walter on Cranshaw, no good. Rebounded by Crow. Crow for the Raiders. Stops at the logo. Has no one to find, and she gets it up to Winman. Back up to Crow. Crow stops along that left. Moving on Cora Groh. So Crow on Groh here. Still with the ball. Looking for something open to Rasmus along that right shoulder. And a foul called on the floor down low. Must have been an illegal screen. It'll stay with Pembroke Hill. That's Maryville's first team foul. Inbounded up to Crow. Up to Cranshaw. Cranshaw to Winman, down low to Rasmus. Rasmus spins, puts up a two-shot, no good. Rebounded Cranshaw. Cranshaw, a lot of contact down low off the iron. Rebounded by Cranshaw. Foul called against Walter. And the two straight fouls from Maryville down low. It'll stay with Pembroke Hill. And Cranshaw, two straight rebounds down low as well. Rasmus to inbound it. Trying to get something off of the screen. Rasmus is trying to steal it away by Kurz. Crow puts up a two-shot, no good. Rebounded Hadley Hunt. Ball on the ground. Gets it up, and Price gets it with the Spoof Hounds. Price up to Cunningham. Stops. Back up to Jaylee Price along that left shoulder. Cunningham tries to look for Walter down low. Good closeout defense by Pembroke Hill. Cora Groh. Cunningham up top. That 3-2 zone really hard for Maryville to deal with so far here. Cora Groh along that left. Groh fires it to Peyton Kurz. Kurz fakes the three, moves inside. Kurz has Walter. Back up to Price for the right wing. Good ball movement, and Price finishes it for three. Jaylee Price with her third three of the game. And Maryville just leads it four. Winman up to Rasmus. Rasmus down low to Cranshaw. Cranshaw puts her shoulder in to Walter. Ball on the ground. Jump ball. Possession arrow favors Pembroke Hill, but good defense again by Peyton Kurz. She's going everywhere for the ball. Looks a little shooken up again, but she's been the main player to go after every single ball, trying to get possessions for Maryville, going toe-to-toe with the Raiders. Winman to inbound it for Pembroke Hill. She's going to get it up top to Rasmus, up to Hadley Hunt, back to Winman. She's going to find herself open for three. No good off the front iron. Rebounded by Peyton Kurz. How can the Spoof Hounds respond? Kurz moves down low. Good stoppage by Hadley Hunt. Up to Cunningham along the top. Cunningham looks down low, won't go. Cora Groh with it. Fires it up to Claire Walter. Walter puts up a three, and it goes from Claire Walter beyond the arc. And it is now a one-point game as Maryville has climbed all their way back to make this a one-possession game. 41-40. Crow for two. No good. Rebound Cranshaw up to win. Up to Winman for two, and she scores it. It is a three-point game, but Maryville, one possession. Grow moves along the baseline. Finds Walter. Walter at the left elbow. Walter spins on Cranshaw, double-teamed. Up to Cunningham. Moves inside. Cunningham fires it up to Price for three. Good from Price! Number four from her. 12 points, and they're all from behind the arc, and we're tied here in Maryville High School. Up to Hadley Hunt along the left wing. Responding after the three. Maryville has tied it here. What a comeback we've seen. Crow up to Winman. Fires it up to Hadley Hunt. Hunt responds with her own three. No good. Rebound Cunningham. And Maryville trying to get their first lead here of the game. Up to Cunningham at the top. Cunningham back to Walter. Walter moves down low. Walter stops. Finds Cora Grow. Back to Kurz. Swings it to Cunningham. One more pass over to Price. They're going to keep it along the perimeter. Cunningham up top, up to Cora Grow. Grow, whoa, fires it out of bounds. And it's tipped off of Winman. It'll stay with Maryville. Checking off is Crow. And Hunt checking in is Swords and Larry for the Raiders. But Cora Grow is going to inbound it. See if Maryville can take their first lead of the game. Cora Grow trying to get it up, and she gets it into Walter. Back to Grow. Fires it over to Cunningham up top. Cunningham, good look at two. Cunningham just short and rebounded by Cranshaw. But a good look from Cunningham, nonetheless, with 4:33 to play. We're tied here in the fourth. Over to Winman. Winman. Rasmus along the left. Down low to Cranshaw. Cranshaw, a lot of contact. And one, and you can count the basket from Camille Cranshaw as Pembroke Hill takes back the lead, and they're looking to make it a three-point ball game here with under 5 minutes to play. Cranshaw off the line for one. Cora Grow checks off. Briley Ackland in to the game as well. Charlie Winman for Pembroke Hill checks off as well. Cranshaw's free throw no good off the left. Ball tipped around and rebounded. It'll go off the hands of Hadley Hunt and it'll go out of bounds. But Maryville regains possession. Just a two-point lead up to Ackland. Ackland crosses over. Ackland stops. Trying to find something up to Peyton Kurz. Kurz spins, puts up a nice scoop layup attempt, won't go. Walter down low, gets the foul drawn, and Claire Walter will go to the line for two shots. 4:12 to play in the fourth, 45-43. Pembroke Hill leads it. Walter's first shot is good. 45-44, hoping to tie it on the next. Winman's back in to get another big down low. Second is good. Walter two for two, and we're tied once again here. And it's Winman with it. Winman up to Swartz. Swartz up to Hadley Hunt. Hunt on the right wing. Fakes the pass. Up to Swartz. Swartz looking a little jambled with the ball movement here from Pembroke Hill. Timeout called by head coach Liz Monahan, but we are tied. Maryville has climbed all their way back here against Pembroke Hill to tie it. They have never led here in this game, but they have tied it twice. So Maryville looking to take the lead here, trying to get a defensive stop, take the lead. But we're going to take a quick break. We're tied at 45 here in the fourth. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media App. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School coming out of the timeout. It'll be Pembroke Hill basketball, but we are tied at 45, so Maryville looking to get a defensive stop here to get the ball back in their favor to take the first lead of the game. We're under 4 minutes to play here at 3:58. Maryville looking to walk away here with a win, but Larry with the ball on the right shoulder. Moves left, back right. Larry finds Hunt on the left wing. Back to Larry. Larry Fires it over to Swords, and she throws it to Casper the Ghost, and it goes back to Maryville, and they get a big defensive stop here, hoping to take the lead for the first time here in this game. Price with it. Up to Ackland. Ackland moving right. Ackland up to Kurz. Kurz stops. Finds Ackland on the left wing. Good pickup defense from Swords. Throws it right to Winman in a turnover there by Maryville, and Winman's pushing the ball down the court. Winman stops. Back up to Larry. Larry over to Hunt. Hunt's going to put up a three. Off the left iron, rebounded, tipped around. Cunningham gets a hand on it. Jump ball called. Possession arrow favors Maryville. And another defensive stop from the Spoofhounds. Kurz to inbound it. Price with it. Up to Ackland. Ackland gets it over to Kurz. Kurz still with it. Gets a left screen from Walter. Up to Cunningham. Moving along the perimeter once again. Ackland down low to Walter. Walter, a lot of contact. Down low and one. Count the basket. And Maryville takes the lead for the first time in this ball game. And Claire Walter hoping to extend it to a three-point lead off the and one basket. Walter's free throw is good. Maryville now leads it 48-45 against Pembroke Hill. Up to Crow along the left wing. Crow down low, swatted off, foul called against Kurz. Fourth team foul against Maryville. It'll stay Pembroke Hill basketball along the baseline. Winman to inbound it. 2:55 to play and only a three-point lead. Winman is going to throw it up. Kurz swats it away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll stay Pembroke Hill basketball, but good try there by Kurz to get a hand on the ball and try to get a turnover. And Pembroke Hill will get it along the back baseline. It's Crow with it. Crow fires it up. Crow with it along the right shoulder. Crow moves left. Crow goes down low to Winman. Winman puts in the shoulder. Back up to Cranshaw. Back to Swords. Swords puts up a three. Oh, rolls in and out and in to the hands of Alyssa Cunningham. And Price trying to extend this lead for Maryville. Up to Ackland. Ackland double team trying to get out of it. Going to have to try and call a timeout, but a jump ball called. And a turnover forced by Pembroke Hill. Ackland was looking to get a timeout or something called there, but Pembroke Hill regains possession. 2:19 to play. Three-point game as Winman moves along. Crossover left back to right. Goes along to the right shoulder. Up to Swords along the top. Swords stops. Up, brings it back up towards the logo. Swords down low to Cranshaw. Tries to find a backdoor cut, but the only thing cutting there is a turnover, and Maryville will regain possession. Price gets it started fast. 2 minutes up to Kurz. Kurz moving down low, crosses over along the baseline, wide open. Layup attempted, scores it! And Kurz takes a four-point lead for Maryville. Five-point lead for Maryville. And a timeout called on the floor, but Maryville leads it by five now, 50-45, with just under 2 minutes to play here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Maryville takes a lead after climbing all the way back. Tight game here. We'll be right back after this on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
And we're back inside Maryville High School, coming out of the timeout as Maryville takes a five-point lead off the Peyton Kurz layup. And so Maryville, who has trailed as much as 15 to start it, has climbed all their way back, and they take their first leads here in the fourth quarter. 50-45, minute 55 to play here. Up to Swords, back up to Kurz. Back up to Crow. Down low to Cranshaw. Cranshaw stops. Tough layup attempt. Good. And back within 3 points. Maryville leads it as Hunt draws the ball loose on Price. Price up to Kurz. Kurz stops along. She's going to get double teamed. Kurz up to Walter. Walter trying to shave off as much clock as possible. Up to Cunningham. Cunningham moves down low. Cunningham fouled as she goes up. And she'll go to the line for two shots. That'll be the third team foul against Pembroke Hill. Minute 27 to play in the fourth. Maryville leads it by three, hoping to get it to a two-possession game here. First shot, no good, so they're going to hope to get it to four to bring it that within that two-possession lead. Big free throw here for Alyssa Cunningham. She has six so far in the game. Off the back iron and rebounded by Hunt, so two big misses from Cunningham, and it's still a three-point game up to Cranshaw. Cranshaw spins up to Winman. Winman's going to put up a three. Off the left iron, rebounded by Hunt. Hunt's going to step back for three. It's good! And she ties it at 50 with a minute 10 to play here in the fourth. Up to Kurz, responding. Kurz moves down low. Crosses over left. Good move down low. Misses about everything. Kurz blocked away, but a foul called against Rasmus. And that'll send Kurz to the line. And Rasmus contemplating that should not be a foul, but go to the line for two shots. Peyton Kurz to make this a two-point game with just a minute to go here in the fourth. Larry checks back in. Fourth team foul from Pembroke Hill. Kurz gets the first. Maryville leads one, 51-50. Kurz, 2 for 2, 52-50. Under a minute now, 58 seconds. On the offensive side, ball tipped off by Acklin. Off the hands of Cranshaw. It'll go back to Maryville in a good defensive stand with under a minute to play. And Maryville trying to bring it back to a two-possession lead here. Acklin to inbound it for the Spoofhounds. 54.3 on the clock. She'll get it up to Peyton Kurz, the leader of this game. Kurz crosses over right. She's going to try and go downhill. Finds Cunningham. She's going to take it out on the three-point wing. Back to Kurz. Wide open is Acklin down low. And a foul called against Hunt. Little bit more than the ball there, and that'll send Briley Acklin to the line for two shots. Acklin's first is good. 3-point lead here. Trying to bring it to a two-possession lead. And it is going to roll in two possessions. Here we go. 43 seconds. Winman moves right. Winman spins. Up to Hunt on the left. Winman's going to put up a three. No good. Off the hands. It'll stay with Pembroke Hill. But with only 34.4 and down four, Pembroke Hill's going to have to get something off fast here if they want to have a chance to tie it. The comeback from Maryville tonight has been nothing short of impressive. Down to Cranshaw, back to Hunt. One more pass to Larry up top. Back over to Crow. Back to Winman. Winman trapped along the right wing. Winman steps, puts up a shot, will not go, and it'll go back to Maryville with 24 seconds and leading four. Timeout called, and Maryville has the 4-point lead here as they came all the way back to take it in two good defensive stands so far. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back to finish out this game. Maryville now leads it by 4 points with under 25 seconds to play. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464, or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
And we're back inside Maryville High School coming out of the timeout, and Maryville leads it 54-50. Pembroke Hill trailing now. They have given up the lead. Here with 24 seconds exactly, it'll be Maryville basketball on the inbound. Pembroke Hills' best advice is to probably try and go for the foul and try and save as much time as they can. Kurz inbounds out to Walter, stolen away by Winman. Winman puts the shoulder in, won't go, rebound Walter. They're going to have to foul here, and they are going to do just that. And Walter picks up the foul, and that'll be the fifth team foul. And Walter is going to go to the line for 1-1 here. As Maryville is in the bonus, fouls here now committed by Pembroke Hill to save time will be free throws for Maryville. Walter's first at the line is good. They lead it 5 now. Walter's second, no good. Rebounded by Cranshaw. They're going to have to run fast here. Up to Winman. Winman down low. Winman puts up a left-handed scoop attempt. Won't go. And a blocking foul called against Claire Walter. Winman will go to the line for 2 shots. Fifth team foul. That puts Maryville and Pembroke Hill into the bonus. 10.6 on the clock. Winman's going to need both of these if they want to have a shot. Winman's first. No good. Rolls out. Maryville's look at winning this game a little bit better after that. Winman's second is good. 55-51. Maryville leads it up to Kurz. Fouled right away by Winman. 9.3 on the clock at the fourth. And that'll send Peyton Kurz to the line for 1-1. Sixth team foul. Pembroke Hill going to need Kurz to miss both of these, get down the floor fast, and get another foul off for any hopes of coming away here with a win. Kurz, 2 big free throws here, could seal it with both. Kurz is first. Just rolls off. Still a 4-point game here. Kurz is second, off the front. Ball inbounded by Kurz. Kurz puts up a left-handed scoop, won't go, with 5. With 4, Winman, and another foul called on Peyton Kurz. That'll keep 3.9 on the clock, and with 4 only the amount here, Winman has a chance to bring it back within 2 points with these free throws. With 3.9 on the clock, they're going to have to get another foul off against Maryville really quick off of these. Winman. She drains her first, 55-52. Winman second. Good. They're going to have to get a foul, probably the quickest they've ever. They let a lot of time come off the clock. 2.6 on the clock, and Peyton Kurz once again. 2 huge free throws here. If she makes both, Maryville will walk away here with the win. Nonetheless, it's going to be a tough shot if she does miss it for Pembroke Hill, but a timeout called by the Raiders with 2.6 on the clock. Maryville leads at 55-53. Peyton Kurz, 2 big free throws coming up here. She drains both, can walk away with a win. She doesn't miss, she makes one or misses both. Pembroke Hill's going to have a tough shot to put up. We'll keep it here on this timeout. Once again, if Pembroke Hill does get the rebound off of a miss, they're going to have a really tough shot to heave up and hope that it just drains and falls. But Maryville has a chance to seal it here with 2.6 to play. Peyton Kurz, 2 big free throws once again. Peyton Kurz at the line for 2. 1-1. Kurz's first is good. 3-point game here. So the best hopes for Pembroke Hill is a tie here. Kurz to seal the deal here in Maryville. She does just that. 4 points is the play here. They're going to have to heave something up quick. Larry They won't get a shot off, and Maryville comes away with the comeback victory. 57-53 is your final here. What a game from both of these teams. And both of these teams are going to have something to be proud of. Pembroke Hill started fast, and Maryville did their job and got away with the win with a huge comeback, and something that's going to be talked about for a long time in here as Pembroke Hill won last year's matchup. And Maryville does just that as well here, winning 57-53. We're going to send it to a quick break. We'll be right back with more post-game coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. Spoofhounds win it 57-53. We'll be right back with quick post-game coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCVKRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
And welcome back inside Maryville High School. The Spoofhounds win this one 57-53. And what a game that we had on our hands. Maryville, great job across all floors here. Jaylee Price with 12 points all on threes. Alyssa Cunningham with 6. Briley Ackland with 8 points. Kurz with 8 points. Claire Walter also with 8 points. So across the board, a great game as Jaylee Price is your team leader in points with 12. But 3 players in 8 points is super impressive. Maryville spreading the ball off on the court of everywhere on the court, something that you should be proud of as a coach. Not one star player, your team is the star player. On Pembroke Hill, Claire Winman with 16 points leads the team in scoring, and Caroline Crow with 10 trailing her. But once again, 57-53 is your final here. You've listened to Spoofhound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you guys for tuning in. Comeback victory for Maryville. We'll have more coverage in the soon coming of the next month. Have a good night, everyone.